This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm fighting to save political parties out of sorts with the base. Eating curry last night with leaders and organizers of Acorn in Scotland, once the usual questions about Trump were quickly exhausted, one veteran activist asked what Senator Bernie Sanders, last year's surprisingly successful presidential candidate, was up to and whether he was gaining ground and credibility in the current chaos. It was a good question, and my answer was the best I knew. His people were focused more on positioning in the Democratic Party than the larger issues. I told the ridiculous story of some moderate Democrats trying to convince Sanders to call off the dogs and make sure that town hall protesters only attack Republicans, as if Sanders was pulling any strings at all in the activist moment. I found that notion among conservative Democrats as bizarre as the Republican conservative claim that poor old George Soros is paying demonstrators these days to voice their outrage. Turns out I was either lucky or timely in my observation. Almost as soon as I logged onto the news, I stumbled into a story reporting that Sanders operatives had been scoring some significant wins in Democratic inter-party elections. In California, supporters of the 2016 presidential contender packed the obscure party meetings that chose delegates to the state Democratic convention, with Sanders backers grabbing more than half the slots available. They swept to power in Washington State at the Democratic State Central Committee, ousting a party chairman and installing one of their own in his place. Sanders acolytes have seized control of state parties already in Hawaii and Nebraska, and won posts throughout the party structure from coast to coast. Presumably, the agenda is to move the party in a more solidly progressive direction. Observers in several papers noted that as miserable as the 2018 midterm elections look for the Democratic Party's shot at control of the Senate, there's an arguable path to pick up 24 seats in the House by targeting districts either won by Hillary Clinton by stout margins or where the demographics are heavily weighted with educated white and general Hispanic voters. Polls indicate that Trump's slide has been steep and has accelerated in both camps. There are fewer districts that Sanders won last year, though, so that crossover is uncertain. Others might argue that you have to be careful what you wish for, though without a deeper strategy to engage the base. The Labour Party's predicament in the United Kingdom is a case study here. Having moved in a more progressive direction as the left took control of internal elections without a program effectively responding to the working class base, right-leaning pro-Brexit forces are cleaning their clock. By-elections in hardcore Labour districts that have held with the party for more than 30 years are being watched closely to see if the party can even survive. Sanders, in some ways, is well positioned internally since Clinton is not part of the picture and a more moderate Democratic Party leader has not emerged. Is it a winning strategy? That's another question for sure. No lucky guesses will count on that one. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.